Hi friends, welcome to another episode of The Media Matters. I'm your host Chantel, and I have the cutest friend in all the world sitting right across from me, Miss Marie Rose.
Hello everybody.
Hello everybody. We're super excited to be with you guys again. Thank you for hanging with us yet again. I feel like we say this a lot, but we really do mean it. What do we have in store today? So much goodness. I don't even know what to say.
Where did the last 5 months go?
I would like to know that as well. So if anybody has seen the last 5 months, just let us know, because it went by in such a blur. I mean, the first half of the year is almost over.
No, I can't believe it.
I can't either.
But it's all good.
It's all good. It is all good. I really need to assess and figure out where what I did these last 5 months. What the heck? So today, you guys, we are going to change things up a little bit, add some funds for you, and hopefully you guys are into it. Let us know what you think, if you like it, if you don't like it. So we are going to start opening the shows with, or, you know, maybe after our introduction, whatevs, let us know. Let us know what you think. So we're going to start doing a tarot of the day, or a tarot of the week, if you will. So we, on our end, are setting the intention to pull the tarot card that all of our friends need. And our lovely Marie Rose in the last episode talked about doing some readings for you guys later in the year. So we're going to start kicking things off with doing weekly readings for you, and whatever the universe feels, if it's one card, if it's two cards, if it's 17 cards, which, you know, Jesus, Lucifer, let's hope not.
that would take episodes.
Yeah.
Plural.
So come on, universe. Come on. So we're going to kick things off with the tarot of the week, and then we're going to jump into a fun episode where we're, you know what, I'm not even going to tell you right now.
Surprise.
Yeah. Marie Rose, kick us off.
Okay. So today's tarot is just a one card draw. And the intention was, like you said, what do our readers need to hear? What do our listeners mm-hmm. need to hear?
I was like, readers.
Yeah, I know. Readers.
When did we start writing? No one would read it.
Listeners. So it is the Seven of Wands. And for those not familiar with tarot, basically it's the key, or what most people call the card. I call it the keys. It looks like an angry young man with a big old stick in his hand, and he's like about to stab something on the ground.
Yeah, he looks like a millennial.
Yeah. But it's a blue, what I consider a blue card, and because it's got a blue background. He's wearing a green tunic with a yellow shirt.
He
underneath.
Almost looks like Peter Pan-esque.
Yeah, he does, doesn't
except,
he?
Except
angry, and he's about
beefier.
Yeah,
he's like a beefy Peter Pan.
He's about to kick somebody's ass.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, with that big stick.
Right.
It's a cool looking card.
It is. So I use the Rider-Waite deck, and in looking this up, the meaning for this card is basically victory through courage, success against opposition, where you as the querent, the receiver of this card, actually is in a position of advantage. So basically certain success in whatever competition, business or whatever. So a lot of meanings, but even though this looks like a very angry card, it's basically a whatever you're going to do, you're going to kick its ass card.
Mm-hmm.
So
it looks very takeover, like he's really making something his bitch.
That's right. Yeah. And he's fighting for something.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is you guys got going on, own it.
Yep.
And do your best at it.
Make it yours.
That's right.
Nice. Well, I really like that. I enjoyed that. So you guys, let us know if you like this idea, if you want us to incorporate some other things. We just want to keep the magic flowing. And since our resident Marie Rose has, gotten into tarot, we want to learn all about it.
Yeah, fun stuff.
I like it.
Fun stuff.
I like it. So today, you guys, we are going to talk about the magic that is the month of June. Oh, my God. And so why we didn't start doing this sooner, like with January, is beyond me. But
because we have so much to talk about.
So we really do. And I constantly am mulling things over, like trying to come up with cool topics and things that are of interest to us, things that have come up in conversation with our friends of the show, friends to the show, just all kinds of different things. And so June happens to be particularly special because it's my birthday. It's Marie's daughter, Christy's birthday. It is, you know, we'll get to all the famous celebs. But when I was like 11, you guys, I learned that it was also Paula Abdul's birthday. And I lost my S. I was like, oh, my God.
Love her. Mm-hmm. Love Paula.
Yes. I was like, oh, my God, I'm forever your girl. Oh, my God. I read it in like Teen Beat or some crap. Like I was done.
Oh, I love her.
Oh, my God, it's Paula. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I know today she's known for, you know, all the craziness. But I just love her more.
No, she's like, I mean, I think people now associate her with American Idol, which is cool. And I mean, when I was little, it was like, oh, she's a Laker cheerleader. And so, I mean, I thought the world of Paula. Oh, yeah. I did.
Yeah. Like, Scat Cat.
Yeah. So
love.
Yes. And she, I don't even know. So I saw where she was on the Billboard Music Awards recently and did a performance.
Yes.
I mean, she slayed.
I think I like, did you scared. See it? I scared my daughter and mm-hmm. Sandy Cat. I was like, ah!
Yeah.
And when Scat Cat came out, I lost my mind. Oh, yeah. I like sat straight up in my chair and
it's fangirl like you're in screamed. The 80s all over again.
Yeah.
And with big bangs and.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Awesome.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, it was incredible. So
she put out all her old cheerleader moves.
She did. She killed it. And I don't even know. So I know, way off topic, guys, but kind of not because she's a June baby.
You said June?
Mm-hmm.
And oh yeah.
So later I will talk about another famous somebody that also shares my exact birthday, mine and Miss Abdul's birthday. So yeah, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that. But June is just, it's such a fun month because it's the month that, you know, kicks off summertime. And it, I mean, let's get into it. So June is named after the Roman goddess June, or Juno, actually, the goddess of marriage and the wife of the supreme deity Jupiter. Juno was also responsible for looking after the well-being of women. So the name comes from the Latin word, I believe it's pronounced juvenis, which means young people. So, you know, you just feel young and you feel kick ass and slay like, you know, in the summertime, and you start getting your tan or your, you know, your burn on your skin, whatever.
So how appropriate was the tarot card kicking its ass?
Yeah.
Young.
Yes.
Folks.
Oh, look at that. Look at that magic. You see that magic? It's just fun. Just fun. So June was originally the fourth month of the year in earlier versions of the Roman calendar and used to have 30 days. Then it became the fifth month and the length of the month was changed to 29 days following a calendar reform around 450 BCE. And in the Julian calendar, June was given a length of 30 days again. So thank you, sirs and ma'ams, for, you know, am I coming? Am I going? Nobody knows. So that is a little history on where the month of June gets its name and the length in the calendar and its position in the calendar. So very cool. In the Northern Hemisphere, the season that we have in June is summertime. Very cool. Because, you know, who doesn't love summer? Very hot.
Very hot.
Yeah, that's hot. In the Southern Hemisphere, however, it is winter. So we talked about this. Yeah, we talked about this before where, you know, in like Australia, where it's Christmas for us, it is summertime over there. And that used to trip me out when I was younger. I'm like, what? That's not right. But
we need to go and see for ourselves.
We do. If anybody wants to join us, then, you know, whatevs. So just, I mean, what comes with summertime? Flowers. Lovely flowers. So for the month of June, there are two flowers and they both symbolize love, devotion, and generosity. So the first one is the honeysuckle, which smells yummy, is just pretty and just, I mean, oozes summertime.
Have you ever tasted honeysuckle?
I have. It's been forever. Like, I was little, yeah, but when it was so good.
Oh, yeah. It grew in my parents' backyard, and you take it, and you pull that little stem out and suck on it and get that little bit of sweet.
Yes.
Oh, just childhood. Oh,
so good. So good. So for the honeysuckle, in Greek mythology, Daphnis and Chloe were lovers, but they lived far apart and could only see each other while the honeysuckle bloomed. Daphnis asked the god of love if the plant could bloom longer than a season so they could be together longer, which is why, according to legend, honeysuckle blooms continually throughout warm weather periods. And in some countries, bringing the blooms of honeysuckle into the house means there is going to be a wedding within the year. And in Scotland, honeysuckle vines were hung on barns to prevent cattle from being bewitched. Isn't that cool?
So honeysuckle was used as protection.
Right. It was used for protection, used to...
I mean, I can see the romance. I can see the romance.
I can
it,
too.
But the protection is a new one for
me.
Yeah,
right? That is really cool. So they wouldn't be bewitched. That's so cool. But yeah, what's the word I'm looking for? Ooh. You know, to welcome in a wedding or to, you know what I mean? Very cool. I like that a lot. So the other flower for the month is the rose. So one of June's flowers, you know, the rose along with the honeysuckle. According to Greek mythology, the rose was created by Chloris, the goddess of flowers. One day, Chloris found the lifeless body of a nymph in the woods and turned her body into a flower. She called upon Aphrodite, the goddess of love, and Dionysus, the god of wine. I think I'm pronouncing that right.
Oh, I like that goddess.
Yeah, right. Aphrodite gave the new flower a gift of beauty, and Dionysus added nectar for sweet fragrance. Zephyrus, god of the west wind, blew the clouds away so that Apollo, the sun god, could shine and make the flower bloom. That is how the rose was created and crowned the queen of flowers. Right?
Aww.
I like it. So the other cool thing about the rose is that it plays a very important role in the lives of people who were born in June, as they can be romantic, good secret keepers, moody, and good in bed.
Whoa.
I mean, come on. It is, you know, it does follow the very fertile season of spring, right? Beltane and the...
Oh, yeah, true.
Amaying.
True.
So, that. You know, it just makes good, clean, dirty scents.
It's consistent.
It is.
It all lines up.
It all lines up. So moving on with the month of June are the birthstones. And I, for one, am a whore for a stone.
Oh, God.
I love a crystal. So June is one of two months that has three birthstones.
Oh, wow.
Which is very cool. I thought it had just the pearl, but I was very wrong. And all three of these stones symbolize health and longevity. So the first one is alexandrite. This stone is extremely rare and desirable since it can change color based on the lighting, which I thought was very cool. And I haven't actually seen this stone before.
No, I don't have one of those.
Yeah, so I cannot wait to get my hands on one. It's often described as emerald by day, ruby by night. It is very rare. Yeah, because the color changes.
Oh, wow.
Based on the lighting. Yeah. This one is said to be the gem for the 55th wedding anniversary, which I did not know that either.
And it's rare to find a 55th.
Yes, it is very rare.
Anniversary.
Yeah, if you can make it that long, then
kudos to you.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, and you deserve all the rare gems.
Right.
The next one on the list for the month of June is the moonstone. I love moonstone.
Love.
Mm-hmm. I have like 3 or 5 different moonstones.
Yeah, I've got different types of moonstones.
You brought me one from Vegas.
Oh, that's right.
And it is hands down like my favorite moonstone. I love that one. Oh. So the moonstone is a stone for new beginnings. It's a stone of inner growth and strength. It soothes emotional instability and stress, and stabilizes the emotions, providing calmness. Moonstone also enhances intuition, promotes inspiration, success, and good fortune in love and business matters. Get it, moonstone. I really like moonstone. It is one of my favorites.
It's just such a beautiful stone.
Mm-hmm. And so if you guys are not familiar with crystals at all, moonstone is one of those that has...
It's very calming, I think.
It is very calming, but appearance-wise, it can look quite, there, what,
well,
there are several breeds.
Yes. So there's different, there's yeah. different types of,
there you go.
Moonstones, different colors,
different types,
you know, flavors, varieties, there however you, you want to yeah. put it.
Not breeds, guys. That's animals.
But it's, yeah
there are a lot.
Comes in a lot of colors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the rainbow moonstone and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, they're just, it's just a beautiful stone.
It really is. It's, and like I said, definitely one of my favorite crystals ever. I love the moonstone. So next up, the stone that I am familiar with is the pearl, and the pearl represents wisdom through experience. It is said to facilitate engagements and love relationships. It is used as love and healing charms to protect against fire and to ward off evil.
So what was that first thing you said? Wisdom through experience?
Mm-hmm.
That tells us
again.
That tells me is a, what do you say? Yeah, lessons learned. What I'm trying to think of the learning the hard way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
learning the hard way.
Yeah, trial and error, and yeah, for sure, for sure. So, all incredible crystals in what they do. The only one, like I said, that I haven't physically seen, touched, or have any experience with is the Alexandrite. So I would love to go to the rock store and get my hands on one if they have it, or
just, yeah, I'm in need of a visit to the rock shop.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Me too. All right. Just like a lovely state, one of our 50, the month of June has a bird.
A bird?
Yes. And the bird is the dove.
Okay. I get it.
Right?
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So the dove.
Not surprised.
Yeah. It does represent peace of the deepest kind. It soothes and quiets our worried or troubled thoughts, enabling us to find renewal in the silence of the mind. The dove's role as spirit messenger, maternal symbol, and liaison impart an inner peace that helps us to go about our lives calmly and with purpose. So all of these things, they're just, I mean, I say the word magical and it seems, I mean, I don't know, like, I don't know other words, but it just, it really is magical. The way everything ties together, we have already connected the tarot card that was pulled for today's reading. You know, it's already been intertwined in some of the things that we've talked about for the month of June. So it's just really cool.
It is magic. It's good energy. And
it is.
You know, everything does line up.
And it lining up definitely tells me that it is the right message, that it's the universe's message that we need to hear right now, that we need to know, a reminder for these things of positivity and beauty and, you know, love and romance and all these things. And it doesn't mean that you have to, you know, it doesn't have to be technical. Like, you have to be in a relationship, and, you know, it could be love of yourself and love of the things you're doing.
Yeah, because until you are comfortable with yourself and happy with yourself, you're no good to anybody else. Mm-hmm.
So just magic all around. It's really cool. So moving right along, the zodiac signs for the month of June. So there are two. The first one is Gemini, which that's what I am. This sign goes from May 21st to June 20th. The element for Gemini is air, the ruling planet, Mercury, and the symbol is the twin, which, you know, if you look at the astrological sign, it's the, you know, it's typically the twins or the two or the, you know, because it's good and evil.
That explains a lot about you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. The next sign for the month of June is Cancer, and this is what one of my little brothers is. So this goes from, actually, I have a couple of cousins also now that I'm looking at it. So this one goes from June 21st to July 23rd. The element for Cancer is water. The ruling planet is the moon, and the symbol is the crab.
Crabby people.
Crabby people. So next up, we have some moon chatter because, you know, every month has its own specific moon cycle and moon magic. So Marie, you want to get us going with some moon talk?
Sure. So, you know, June has all the, you know, it's got all the phases like every month does, but we'll start with the beginning of June, June 2nd. That, you know, this year is the the day of the dark moon. And it's not just, to me, it's not, the new moon is a new moon. I mean, it's starting fresh.
Wait, June 2nd is the dark moon?
Yeah, but okay. June 2nd is the dark moon. I mean, it is 100% dark. So the crystals during, you know, for that day, that night, is labradorite. And the actions that you should do during that time is to unclutter whatever, you know, you feel needs to be uncluttered. Your car, your room, your kitchen.
Your mind.
Yes. Reflect on your accomplishments for the first part of the year. Are you on track for what you wanted to accomplish in 2019?
Didn't I just say that at the beginning? I was joking and said I need to reflect and look back on the
see
what I've been doing.
See there?
Guys? Magic.
Yeah. So take some time for yourself. You know, are the goals that you set, are they still good to go? Do you need to reevaluate them? Meditate. Do some soul searching. You know, what do you need to adjust for the rest of the year?
That's a really good lesson. I like that.
So
it's a great to-do list.
Yes. So then we move into the new moon. The moon's starting to peak out a little bit. That's June 3rd and 4th. So now we've got the new beginnings. You've reflected on what you wanted to do. The crystals are labradorite again and selenite. For those of you who are into spells, you know, new project, personal improvement, health. So set your intentions during the new moon. Make changes, journal them. And then we go into the next few days, June 5th through 8th, the waxing crescent moon. You know, take those actions. Hold your vision. Take the initiative. I mean, this is where, okay, you're taking your intentions, but you're actually doing something with them. I mean, you can sit there and have intentions all day long.
Right.
You can intend to lose weight, but you're not going to lose weight if your ass is sitting on the couch eating Doritos watching.
Oh my gosh, Marie Rose. Whatever. I was going to say, you can't do it sitting on the couch eating chips. That's crazy.
So then, out of my head. Then we get into the first quarter moon again.
When is that?
June 9th through 10th.
Okay.
So again, you keep exerting your actions, you know, making an effort. And then we get into the waxing gibbous moon where you've got your momentum built up. Look at what you've done. Kind of observe, is this working? Is this not? Refine your actions accordingly.
When is that, the gibbous moon?
11th through 15th. And then you get to my favorite, the full moon.
Oh, yeah.
Which is June 16th through 18th.
Oh, right before my birthday.
And the full moon for June has a lot of names to it. The strawberry moon.
Oh, I love that one.
The rose moon.
Oh, we just talked about the rose.
The honeymoon.
As in honeysuckle.
Right. So those
are all names for one
for June
for the same full moon
for the same June. Yes,
gotcha.
Yeah, every full moon for every month has a different name.
Yeah,
and they've got every full moon has multiple names, different backgrounds, different cultures.
How interesting that this full moon in June has three names, and the month of June also has three crystals.
Oh, there you go. Number three.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, the magic number. So during the full moon, use your moonstone, use your selenite, use your quartz. Celebrate what you've accomplished. Renew your commitments. Look at your goals again. Explore your dreams, your inner visions, connect with your inner voice. If you haven't started a dream journal, do so. You know, create some art during this time. If you're into spells, do some cleansing spells. Cleanse yourself, your house. The element during this time is all focused around the earth. Again, growth and so on and so forth. And then once the full moon, then it starts going the other way. It's waning. You get into the waning gibbous.
Gibbous. Yeah. So the difference, you guys, if you don't know, there's there are two things that the moon does in... okay, let me say this. The moon in the first phase, as it approaches the full moon, it waxes. So if you think about it, it's like...
increasing.
Yeah, you're adding wax to your car. You are increasing that layer of protection. So just think of it like that, the waxing phase.
That's
the first
part.
That's
a good way to remember it.
Mm-hmm. That's how I finally remembered it. I was like, because I can't. So the waxing is the first part that leads you up to the full moon. And then
it's growing.
Right. And then waning is when those layers, so to speak, are coming off and the moon is becoming dark again. It slowly fades out.
Yes.
And then it starts all over again.
Yep. So in the gibbous phase of it, the 19th through the 23rd, you basically are celebrating and harvesting the benefits of the hard work that you've put in. And then it goes into the waning last quarter, which is the 24th through the 26th. If you're into spells, this is when you're doing your release spells, your protection spells. During this time, you know, release what doesn't serve you. Cleanse your house. Break bad habits. You know, if you feel like you need to, go on a diet. And then you get into the waning crescent, which I found a balsamic moon. I didn't get a chance to really look that up, but that was I wasn't sure if that was just related to a waning crescent or whether it was related to June. So I need to do more research on that. But during the waning crescent moon, chill out, rest, recuperate, and then reflect. And then that brings you into July and then another dark moon and the cycle starts all over again.
So if you guys remember, we just talked about, not just, but we had an episode not long ago about the witching hour. And we talked about the magic that likely was done and continues to be done during the full moon, where spells are cast or the, you know, you set your intentions for certain things that you want to accomplish or things that you want to manifest. And the full moon is incredibly powerful, incredibly powerful. So we recently did talk about this. So if you haven't heard it, go check it out.
Look it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's witch o'clock somewhere. That was really cool. I like that stuff. Like the energy of the moon. And I've done crystal grids for the full moon and the new moon and the, like, the different cycles of the moon for different purposes, to manifest things and to clear things out of my world and all kinds of stuff. And, you know, then I've used my pendulum to figure out when it's time to take that bad boy down. So sometimes, you know, I was like, oh yeah, for sure, it needs to come down. It's been 2 weeks. And my pendulum was like, leave it up. So it'll stay up a full cycle.
Your grids?
Mm-hmm. Not always. That's happened a couple of times.
Well, your grids are pretty powerful when you set up your grids. I mean, I remember when you were learning about the grids and whatnot, and you put a lot of time and effort into your grids. Mm-hmm. And my God, your life since you started setting grids has changed dramatically.
Night and day.
Right?
Night and day. Yeah.
So, I mean, it just has.
Mm-hmm. That's, you know what? I never even thought about that.
Yeah, so I remember right. When you set up your first grid.
Mm-hmm. And they are elaborate, you guys. Like,
you don't do simple grids.
But I don't do them by myself. I always ask my team for help, and I use my pendulum through the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it takes time because it's like, do I use this crystal? And so I go through a process, and we'll do an episode on crystals. We'll do an episode on grids. We'll do all kinds of stuff. But just to quickly run through it, when I do a crystal grid, I will first select the crystals that are going to be part of the grid. And I use my team for that. And I also use my pendulum to help me with that. Then we map out the pattern, like the basic pattern. Is it round? Is it a square? Is it a, you know, like an elementary pattern? Then we, as I start laying it out, they start guiding me on where things need to go. And how, I mean, I could not come up with these damn patterns.
No, no. I went to your house one day and saw this grid that you put together. It's like, holy mackerel. And it took you like hours to put it together.
Yeah.
And but like I said, it's you set your intention.
I did.
And here we are, whatever. Like 2 years later.
Two and a half years.
It's your life is completely, well, not completely different, but
So much different. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really crazy. Is.
And so
I mean, we're still together.
Yeah. No, we never broke up. Our relationship has gotten better. So we're not going to get too far off topic, but the crystals are incredibly powerful. Really, the things you set your intention to, your energy to, will become incredibly powerful. So like we've talked about in the past, and I referenced the witching hour episode because, or I've referenced it a few times in this episode because there are things that just correlate. And in that episode, we did talk about how, you know, if you're putting energy into waking up in the, you know, if you wake up in the middle of the night, you keep putting energy into being afraid and thinking that something negative is in your space, then that is what is going to manifest. Whereas if you wake up in the night and you put energy into something positive and you're like, I'm just going to use this time to say a positive prayer, or I'm going to give thanks for something, or whatever the case, then it completely changes your atmosphere, your energy field, your everything. So it's the same with crystals, except I don't know.
It feels like it amplifies it.
Thank you. There you go. I wanted to say except far more powerful, but I feel like intention is incredibly powerful by itself. But you're right. You add an element, an earth element like that, a natural element like a stone, and forget it.
Right. It strengthens
it. It does strengthen it. And then, you know, depending on the crystal you add. So we will do an episode on crystals, guys. I promise. I'm going to get back on track because we're talking June magic, but very powerful. So like Marie was saying, she was talking about the moon, the different phases of the moon. We will also do an episode on the moon and all of its magic. And we'll see if we can get Lily in here to help us because she is, I mean, if the moon had a child, it would be Lily. That is the truth.
That is the truth. Mm-hmm.
She will drop everything she's doing to run outside and look at the full moon.
Oh, she has. And she's taken us with her.
Oh, yes. And we have gone like suckers. But it is incredibly beautiful. It's such a nice experience. So a lot can be done. If you guys have questions, let us know. We'd be happy to answer them. We are also still learning and also still, you know, doing things trial and error and, I mean, all kinds of stuff. So we will gladly tell you all of our own stories, but the full moon, so beautiful and powerful for you to manifest things that you want in your world and things you want to change. And oh, so lovely. Yeah.
And if you're not sure what you want to do in June, focus on your inner self.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on connecting with your inner voice and, you know, focus on dreams and building that gift, because I think that's what June is all about.
Yeah, agreed. So here's some fun facts for the month of June, you guys. This is the month where we celebrate the summer solstice, or Letha, which is held on June 21st, so 2 days after my birthday. It's the time of year the sun god is at its highest point, or, you know, the day with the most daylight hours. At the start of June, the sun rises in the constellation of Taurus, with the sun rising in the constellation of Gemini at the end of the month. So at the beginning of the month, rises in the constellation of Taurus. The end of the month, rises in the constellation of Gemini. June is also known as the perfect month to get married. And that's because more people get married in the month of June than any other month.
I used to think it was a marketing thing.
Mm-hmm.
But now we know about amaying and all this other stuff.
Right. So if you're going to amay, you better put a ring on it.
You better put a ring on it. But it's just a culmination of so many cultures, and it is where we're at today.
It is. And if you think about it, it does follow that season of rebirth and fertility and growth. And then comes, you know, which is the spring, and then comes summertime where things have now bloomed and they're beautiful and they're, you know, so that's kind of a relationship, the course of a relationship. Blossoming. And yeah, going into a new beautiful phase, hopefully, of marriage. So here's a cool little rhyme I found about this very subject. Marry in the month of May and you'll surely rue the day. Marry when June roses grow, over land and sea you'll go. So, you know, at your own risk, kids.
Really? Mm-hmm. So no marriages in May?
I mean, according to this old little rhyme.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard that.
Nor I. I wish I had. A long time ago. So,
well, note to self.
I know, note to self. So worldwide celebrations that take place in June are World Environment Day on June 5th and World Father's Day on June 20th.
Yeah, remember your daddy.
I know. Remember your papas. Daddy.
I'm a daddy's girl. So.
Are you?
Oh, totally.
June is also International Men's Month. So
what?
All the men in all the lands get to be men. I don't know what that means.
Not No Shave November or whatever it is. I thought that was like the manly month.
November. Yeah, I don't know.
But it's June?
No, the November thing is a different thing. This is, we celebrate men in June? I don't know.
Oh, well, because of dads.
Yeah.
It's Father's
that
Day.
That makes sense.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
There is a type of bug that's named after the month of June known as June beetle. These beetles are seen only during the month of May and June in the United States. And these bugs survive on the young leaves of trees and plants. How fun.
Well, they better back off.
I know. So for you June babies, here are some fun facts just for you. The June babies, they're most likely to win a Nobel Prize.
Nuh-uh.
Right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of talk about June babies possibly being at a disadvantage academically because they're among the youngest in their classes. But apparently, that hasn't held back a lot of Nobel Prize winners. Statistically speaking, babies born in June are the most likely to grow up to be in the Nobel Prize winner's circle.
So you guys rock.
I know. I mean, I wouldn't make it to that circle. Because I have the maturity of a 13-year-old. But, you know, whatevs. So the June babies, they're more likely to keep you up at night.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can too. You know, it's that Gemini. Gemini thing.
Well, knowing your Gemini explains a lot. Because mm-hmm. I'm a Sagittarius and I get along great with Geminis.
Ah.
So.
Look at that. We're a match made in heaven.
That's right.
A match made in
explains
the stars.
Explains a lot.
I know. Maybe all those great Nobel Prize winning ideas come to June babies after dark. A study in the journal Sleep found people with spring and summer birthdays generally go to bed later than those born in the fall and winter. So your June child is more likely to be a night owl. That's not true for me. I am not a night owl. If I am up all night, I feel like physically ill the next day.
You need your sleep.
I need my sleep. So, I don't know, maybe because I'm like on the cusp of Gemini and Cancer.
Can you sleep in the morning or do you have to get up?
Because
I ain't scared of sleeping.
I get up early with my dragons and I do what I do with them. And then sometimes we will all go right back to the bed. And I'm like, listen, guys, your tummies are full. Let's go take a
little
nap.
So you get up because you have to take care of them. So I get that.
I do. And even if like someone else is getting up with them or whatever the case, like I'm so used to getting up early that I do just get up early. I mean, sometimes I'll just lay there and I'm like, yeah, I think I'm just going to get up. So I am an early riser. So the June babies are more prone to excessive positivity, which I like that.
I can see that. That's mm-hmm. totally you.
Yeah. So it's that sunny, upbeat disposition. So it's more often found in people born in spring and summer. So that is good news for those mamas expecting babies in June.
Oh, yeah. And I love my June baby.
I know.
She's awesome.
When is her birthday?
The 10th.
Oh, I know people with the 10th birthday. They're good people. The June people are goodies. I like the goodies. So those June babies are also more prone to mood swings because they are the Gemini, the twin.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah. Okay. That mm-hmm. explains it. Explains a lot.
Mm-hmm. While they are prone to positivity, they can also be impacted by mood swings. So when the positivity does turn off, it happens quickly. Luckily, they can switch back just as fast. Boy, don't I know it. The other day, I was like, I don't know what my deal was, but my fuse was short. Like, I woke up fine, and then suddenly my fuse was short, and I was like, everybody back up, back up. And then I was fine. I don't know what happened. I think someone was trying to possess me. I don't know. I don't know what happened. That's so funny. Moving on, the June babies, probably not going to be thrill seekers. And that is true for me because no. Studies of how our season of birth impacts dopamine levels suggest thrill-seeking behavior is more common in kids born in autumn and winter. Kids born in May and June had the lowest levels, meaning they're less likely to take big risks than their winter-born friends.
Okay. I don't think I ever saw you as a thrill seeker, but your love of all things scary.
Yes.
I don't. Yes. Does that fall under the thrill seeker category or just
I don't think so.
like to be scared and surprised
just like
category?
To be scared and surprised. Cause okay. All right. I'm thinking thrill seeker like you.
Roller coasters, bungee jumping.
Yeah, like you're in a helicopter or a plane with your damn bicycle and you're like, oh, let me off here, guys. And, you know, like you drop at the top of a hill and ride down or some crap. I wanted to cuss so badly because I'm like, what are you thinking? Where's your mother? So that is the thrill seeking. I'm sure they're talking about not like, oh, that crazy Gemini. She watched them horror movies. We have some fun historical facts or historical events for the month of June. So in no particular order. Let's see. The 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution guaranteeing women the right to vote was passed by Congress June 4th, 1919.
So talk about back to the tarot, kicking ass, mm-hmm, and victory, mm-hmm, and courage.
Go girls.
There you go.
Go girls. In 1938, Superman appeared for the first time in DC Comics. In 1967, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band was released by the Beatles.
Good one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. In 1942, the Battle of Midway began. In 1933, the first drive-in movie theater was opened in Camden, New Jersey. In 2002, the Department of Homeland Security is announced. In 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., his last speech was done before he was assassinated.
Well, that one makes me sad.
I know. In 1934, Donald Duck made his first film appearance.
You went from Martin Luther King to Donald Duck.
Hey, it's part of history. Now listen, Marie Rose, Donald Duck made his first film appearance in The Wise Little Hen. It was a short by Walt Disney. Oh, Marie, yeah. Rose, get it together. Good Lord.
Oh my word. Oh my gosh.
In 1978, the movie Grease, starring John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, opened.
That was awesome.
I know, it's a good one.
That was fourth grade. Fourth grade for me.
That was no grade for me.
That was fourth grade, and we were dancing in the playground.
I like that movie. I like that a lot. In 2000, Tiger Woods wins the 100th U.S. Open at Pebble Beach, California, winning by an unheard of 15 strokes.
Go Tiger.
Yep. Pre-scandal.
Oh, I love him. Scandal, mm-hmm, or no, I just love him.
Yeah. I don't think I've talked about this on the show, but my grandma was a huge, huge Tiger Woods fan. Like, she would call me and say, I need you to come over. It's an emergency. And I'm like, what's going on? Just hurry. Come over. Click. And I'm like, what the? So
that doesn't scare you.
Right. So I would go over there. Do you guys know what her damn emergencies were? Like every time. And I fell for it. She needed me to set up the effing VCR. The VCR. To record some golf tournament that Tiger was playing in.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm sorry. I just turned the oven off. Like, I came over here in a rush for this.
Emergency. Like,
yeah.
It's Tiger.
And then when all that, like, when the S hit the fan and all the scandal broke, and girl, she threw away every recording she had of it. She was so upset with him. Like, I'm like, did you birth him? Because I feel like his mother is known to the world.
Aww.
Like, she was super pissed at him. I was like, dang. But, you know, women, they band together. So, yeah. Careful, guys. Be careful. So, that's just a tiny bit of the stuff that's gone on historically. Some of the famous birthdays in the month of June are, let's see, Marilyn Monroe, which, you know, I love her. She's a classic forever.
Yes.
Andy Griffith, Morgan Freeman, Alanis Morissette, who I believe is like expecting another baby right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's like in her 40s. And I'm like, girl, get it with your powerful 40-year-old body. Well, she's older than 40, but like amazing. I love Alanis. Happy birthday this month to Stacey Keach, Dana Carvey, Tony Curtis, Anderson Cooper, I mean, Kenny G, Alexander Pushkin, Tom Jones, Liam Neeson, Prince, Joan Rivers, Juliana Margulies, Judy Garland, Natalie Portman, Johnny Depp, Boy George, Jim Belushi, Helen Hunt, Courtney Cox, Ice Cube, Dean Martin, Barry Manilow. There are a lot of June birthdays. So I told you guys that, you know, happy birthday to everyone in June. Happy birthday. But I did tell you guys that Paula Abdul's birthday is the same as my birthday. But the one I did not tell you about is no one other than Gamora from Guardians of the Galaxy, Miss Zoe Saldana. So, there you go. No, wait. This is why it's special. Marie Rose, don't laugh. This is amazing. So a few years ago,
make me laugh anyway.
No, a few years ago, you guys, I read that Zoe Saldana was born in Queens, New York on June 19th at Elmhurst Hospital at whatever the hell o'clock in the day. So literally, like, she has my life because we were born on the same exact day, same exact year, same exact city, same exact hospital. Like everything. While I was a newborn baby in the hospital in Queens, New York.
Like her crib was like right next to yours.
Yes. She probably stole my blanket. She stole my life.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I was supposed to be kissing Peter Quill. Yes, it was me.
What?
She should be here podcasting.
So her mama and your mama were... They probably met
hall buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ran into each other in the hallway.
Yes. And probably cursed both of us. Poor damage is done.
Maybe you were switched.
I believe so. Marie Rose. I believe so. So, yes. Zoe Saldana. I liked her very much before I knew that. Now I love her because, you know, we're hospital buddies.
Right.
Like same day, same like hours apart.
You were like in the nursery together.
We were in the nursery together.
That's crazy.
Yes. Like it's not enough that we, you know, live under the same moon and sun. But we literally breathed the same air for a little while. And I was like, bitch, I'm going to be famous. And she's like, no, we'll see about that. She stole my blanket. I know.
And probably your bottle too.
That's why. I have these, you know, mood switches that happen. You know,
well, she probably has them too.
I don't know why she has my life. Damn it. So, yeah, that is the fun thing that I read a few years ago. And I was like, oh, my God, I love her. I liked her anyway, but I thought it was very cool. So, you know, I'm like, who the hell knows of Elmhurst Hospital in freaking Queens, New York? Zoe Saldana does. So, bam, there you go. So, some cool observances in the month of June. We have, you know, like all around the world, not just in the U.S., but we do have, this is National Rose Month, National Dairy Month, National Candy Month. So, you know, July should be a big month for the dentists. This is a big candy month.
That's funny. I figured candy would fall into February for Valentine's Day.
Or October.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for Halloween.
For Halloween, yeah.
I wonder why June.
I don't think anyone cares. I honestly, every month is candy month.
They needed to put something in the middle.
They did.
So to keep sales up, so that Hallmark would have something to sell.
It's true.
Yeah.
This is also National Smile Month, National Oceans Month. It is the Great Outdoors Month. So my mom will love that. It's ALS Awareness Month in Canada. It is Caribbean American Heritage Month in the United States. So go us from the Caribbean. Woo. Nobody cares. This is the month we celebrate. celebrate Flag Day. I haven't been drinking, I swear to God. Flag Day, Father's Day, Juneteenth. We also observe Children's Day. National Cancer Survivors Day is in the month of June. Teacher's Day. It is, there's a Global Running Day in June. I will not be participating. Not even a little bit.
I might jog.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
From one mailbox to another or something.
That's too far for me. We have National Donut Day in June. Now that I can get on board with. That's what I'll do. I will run that day to the donut shop.
There you go.
Right. From the front door to the counter. That's my jog for the day. Yeah. So
from your car to the front door?
No.
No?
From the front door to the counter. It's far shorter, Marie Rose.
You might knock somebody over.
That's, well, they shouldn't be in my way. I take my donut very seriously. So this month we also have Discovery Day, Armed Forces Day, Veterans Day in the Netherlands. Like, not all of these things are for the United States. There's Log Cabin Day. That's in Michigan. Mother's Day in Kenya. This is National Camping Month. It is National Iced Tea Month, National Papaya Month, in case you didn't know, because I definitely didn't. National Give a Bunch of Balloons Month. That's a real thing. I swear to Lucifer.
It's got to be, again, Hallmark driven.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
I don't care. I don't, because if you showed up with a bunch of balloons for me, I would do something inappropriate to you. Who doesn't love a balloon?
Right?
And then, like, you know, gift it with some candy, because it is also National Candy Month.
That's right.
I mean, friends till the end. All right. So some horoscopes for the Gemini. And this is the year-long horoscope. So, you know, with a grain of salt always, because that's just how it is. But for the year of 2019, Gemini, relationships are mirrors. And with Jupiter transiting your opposite sign for most of 2019, you'll have plenty of opportunities for self-reflection. This is especially true between May 5th and June 23rd, so there's still time for this one. When four planets in your sign, Mars, Mercury, the Sun, and Venus, face off with retrograde Jupiter in Sagittarius. In a year when significant others often come first, these 2 months are a time to ask, what about me? Which, you know what, I think is always a good question. Okay. Make sure you take care of yourself.
Yep. Back to inner voice.
Yep.
Connecting with your inner voice.
Mm-hmm. It's true. And with your ruling planet, Mercury, spending most of the summer in Leo, June 26th to July 19th and August 11th to 29th, you're eager to be seen and heard. It may feel like no one's listening, especially during Mercury's retrograde from July 7th to July 31st. But don't be a drama queen, Gemini. There are better ways to get noticed. Instead, look for more fun and creative ways to express yourself. Still, some drama will be unavoidable in 2019. That's got a lot to do with Uranus, whose entry into Taurus on March 6th kicks off 7 years of rocking your world and blowing your mind. Radical revelations seem to come out of nowhere, and the sudden flashes of insight can be disorienting, to say the least. Much of what's coming to light this year has to do with ancient history. For better or worse, your childhood conditioning has remained a powerful influence on your adult life, but the Virgo new moon on August 30th gives you a chance to break the cycle. Along with four other planets in Virgo, this new moon trines Uranus in Taurus and retrograde Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn, forming a grand earth trine that supports you in healing childhood wounds, transforming family relationships, and radically reinventing the way you parent yourself. The best way you can care for yourself this year is to stay as grounded and centered as possible, conserving your energy and cutting out the distractions, social media, anyone that scatter your focus. After all, Gemini, there's such a thing as too much information, so you'll need to save your bandwidth for the stuff that really matters. So the next one we have is for Cancer, because June has two astrological signs. So for the year of 2019, we love the way you love us, Cancer, but it's 2019. But in 2019, it's time to put our needs on the back burner for a while and focus on your own. After all, with the North Node in your sign, self-care can be a path to spiritual growth, especially around the Cancer new moon and total solar eclipse on July 2nd. Tune in to your body and your emotions, ask what they need to feel safe and secure, then go out and get it for yourself. Just be conscious of how you go about meeting your needs. Some approaches work better than others. From June 14th to June 19th, a Mercury-Mars conjunction in your sign opposes retrograde Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn, making direct communication an absolute must. You may think you're getting your point across, but subtle hints are likely to fly under the radar, or worse, be read as passive-aggressive. Don't sidestep the issue, Cancer. If you've got something to say, come out and say it. Just be prepared to repeat yourself when retrograde Mercury revisits your sign July 19th through August 11th. Communication breakthroughs are finally possible at the Virgo new moon on August 30th, when five planets in Virgo link up with Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn and Uranus in Taurus to form a grand Earth trine. This helps you choose precisely the right words and be more realistic and pragmatic, less emotional or sentimental about social interactions. Clearing away mental and emotional clutter from the past can help you see a new way forward in relationships of all kinds. The Virgo new moon also activates one of the year's most significant aspects, the Jupiter-Neptune square, which will be exact for the third and final time on September 21st. This challenges you to accept once and for all that nobody's perfect, not even you. Ultimately, Cancer, this year is about learning to love yourself and others as you are, not as you think you should be, and that little shift can make a huge difference to your total overall health and happiness. The end. So if you guys want more info on these horoscopes, they came from astrostyle.com, so you can check them out. It's a really cool site that has all kinds of astrological everything, so give them a little whirl. So that, you guys, is our episode on the magical month of June. Before we close out, we do want to end with one other thing. So we started our episode with the tarot card for the week, the tarot reading, if you will. And we're going to end our episode with one crystal we have selected at random. And the crystal for the week or the day, however it resonates for you, is citrine. And I really like this crystal. It's good for all kinds of things. So I like to use my citrine for manifesting money.
Okay.
It's like a pretty golden yellow, like a translucent like type of yellow. It's really pretty. I love this one.
Yeah, I use it for like creativity, and I love the color of that mm-hmm. one.
It's really pretty. So this is a little bit about citrine. So this is called the Merchant Stone for its properties of increase in the cash box.
Yes, actually, I've used it for that.
Mm-hmm. I keep mine in my wallet.
Yeah, I've kept that one in a cash box, mm-hmm. literally.
Yeah, this one's good. So it is called the Merchant Stone for its properties of increase in the cash box. Sparkling yellow citrine not only assists in acquiring wealth, but helps in maintaining it. It's a stone of abundance and manifestation, attracting wealth and prosperity, success, and all things good. It also encourages generosity and sharing good fortune. Citrine assists in all fast money ventures and is especially helpful in financial speculation and for commercial success. Carry one in your purse or wallet to attract money and stop excessive outflow. So there's a lot of info on citrine. This information came from crystalvaults.com, but there are so many sources that you guys can reference out there for your crystal love. So citrine is one of my favorites. I love it. Along with moonstone and so many other crystals, but I do keep citrine in my wallet in the little change section where I know it's zipped up and it's not going to fall out. But you can use it for all kinds of different things. So let us know if you guys have any questions, and we would be happy to answer them. So that is our episode for the night, guys. It was so much fun hanging with you on this lovely Tuesday evening. Let us know if you have any questions about this topic or any others that we've covered so far, or if there are any topics that you guys would like to hear us cover, and we will definitely get to that for you. And don't forget to find us on social media, on Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, and Instagram. And you can also reach us via email at themediamatters@gmail.com. So until next time, you guys, we love you so, so much. Thank you again for hanging with us and for continuing to create all this lovely, incredible magic, because it would not be possible without you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yep. So we will be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. We love you guys. Have a great week.